Morgan County's resort town on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, where a summer tradition continues with Thursday evening concerts on the canal, downtown Indianapolis, open to the public. Complete concert lineup at indianahistory.org. Martinsville was known in its day as one of the three best-known watering places in America. These days, a sign perched atop a downtown building is one of the only lingering traces of Martinsville, City of Mineral Water. While drilling for oil in 1887, workers discovered instead an aquifer bubbling with foul-smelling water. Although it wasn't black gold, artesian mineral water was at that time valuable in its own right for the miraculous healing properties it was believed to possess. Those seeking relief for rheumatism, acne, depression, or any number of other ailments soon flocked to the Morgan County seat. Martinsville's first sanitarium was constructed in 1888. Between 1890 and 1930, a total of 13 resorts had sprung up. Services offered at the various resorts range from mineral baths, vapor baths, and Turkish baths to Swedish massage, physical therapy, and electric treatments. Martinsville's heyday as a resort town began to decline in the 30s during the Great Depression. The interurban streetcar line that serviced Martinsville folded, making the town less accessible. The post-war trend toward antibiotics and away from alternative cures discouraged others from coming to take the waters. The Home Lawn Mineral Springs, Martinsville's last spa in operation, shut down in 1971. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.